guys, I think what we should do for this week is leave our ringers on. Yeah, so that way anyone listening to the show will feel like, if they're a bit of a shut-in, they'll feel like they're getting a bunch of texts. Because we all get a lot of texts all the time, right?
True.
Yeah, we're very popular boys.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, cool. That's good.
You should... Already I regret this.
It's Spider-Man.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior! Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Merc.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
And together we're disappointing to most people.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Horrible monstrosity because of its all of us mushed together. We're a big old Cronenbergian mess.
From the Cronenberg universe.
Yeah.
I actually just started watching Rick and Morty actually fully watching it. I got to that the other day. I was like, there we go.
Yeah, I like those Cronenbergs.
Yeah.
Cool
indeed.
I have never actually watched
Cool Money. It's good.
I know.
It's great.
There's some friends of ours that post it all the time, and I've already overkilled with it before I've ever seen it.
Dodgers win!
You're such a dick!
Sherry's watching it as well, and I went to work and stuff, and she was off, and she's like, I don't really know if I like it. I'm not really sure if I like it. I'm like, what are you on now? It's like, I'm almost done season two. It's like, well...
You seem committed already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling shenanigans on this. I turned my ringer off.
He's just sad he didn't get one. I'll send you one, Kyle.
No, it's too late. It's too late.
We love you.
Bing! Oh, I got one, guys.
Oh! We're all very cool boys.
Right away, Mr. Mayor, is what I'm writing down.
Commissioner Gordon?
Kyle, you're not touching the phone.
Kyle, you don't have a phone.
Moving on.
Kyle, you're a phone. That's right, I've been a phone this whole time.
No.
That explains why I'm always phoning it in. I can't open my mouth because I'm a phone. A sexy phone.
Okay, the news.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Current Zero News Flash.
Hey, welcome to the news. First up, Fox's New Mutants, as of today, starts filming today, as of the day of recording today.
July 10th, 2017.
So, two days ago from when you're possibly listening to this, depending on when you're listening to this, and it's like... Time travel.
Editor's note, get to work, Kyle.
Director Josh Boone has just posted on his Twitter or something, just a little clackety-clack thing. Hey, it's New Mutants. And they kind of had a little joking picture of the cast, and it's called Growing Pains. I guess that's the running title, kind of.
Oh, the working title?
Yeah. So, kind of a play off Growing Pains, Alan Thicke Growing Pains.
Yeah. Fucking Kirk Cameron all over the goddamn place in this thing.
Bastard.
I mean, he could always play Reverend Stryker. It's more of an X-Men thing, but yeah.
Alan Thicke as the Demon Bear. Oh.
Oh. Kind of a poor taste.
Yeah, sorry. That's,
you know.
They're basing it off the Demon Bear saga from Chris Claremont and Bill Sienkiewicz's run, which, if you've ever read it, it's not like a normal superhero kind of story. It's based into, like, supernatural, dealing with Daniel Morningstar and her background, and so it's very horror-esque, and he's actually said it's a full-fledged horror movie. And there's been a lot of people giving a lot of flack over it. Like, oh, god damn it, full-fledged horror.
We just want, like, a straightforward, like, New Mutant superhero thing.
Yeah.
I don't really want that.
Yeah.
I would love something interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, why don't you take that property, those characters, and make something interesting? And here's a better idea. Why don't you base it off, like, one of the many fantastic stories that already exist, including that one. That's one of the most well-known stories from there.
So, doing something beyond just like a basic kind of X-Men-y thing is kind of where the best X-Men universe movies have come from far. So, Logan.
Yeah, there you go.
So that seems smart to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we're talking about Marvel movie news, it's time for some MC news you can use if you don't.
You got to hit those perfect. Don't try any more. You've already nailed it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. So the little MCU news.
So you wrecked it.
I wrecked it. All right. So Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man Homecoming has come out.
Yep.
Recently, it's already the North American box office $117 million for opening weekend.
And I don't see a penny.
Yeah, right? What the hell? Which to me is not shouldn't be surprising. That's a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
It's actually the second biggest opening weekend for a Spider-Man movie ever after Spider-Man 3.
From the.
Spider-Man 3 did real well, apparently, so that's cool. Which, I don't know, for some reason, like, I was kind of like, oh, this will be good, but I kind of felt like there was so much Spider-Man all the time, and it might just be kind of like a bit of a smaller opening than you might expect for it.
No. Well, like, as opposed to Spider-Man 3, when there were, you know, maybe two comic movies a year.
Yeah.
Now it's, we're looking at five or six a year.
Right.
Yeah. So that's... Like, do you remember movies that aren't comic movies and going to the theater and seeing them? That's a thing that some people do.
That's weird, right? I only get to see, like, a handful of movies a year at this point, and you know what I mean? There's, like, 78 comic movies, so...
Well, you gotta save room for your Christmas Star Wars.
That's true. don't fill yourself up on
Marvel. You just have a schedule of one per month. So here's the... You have a little picture, and you just slot it into that month.
Yeah.
This is what I'm seeing that month.
Oh, that's fun.
Nice. $250 million worldwide, and apparently the Marvel Cinematic Universe has crossed $12 billion in box office income... as of this.
Wow.
It's tipped it over that edge.
They have purchased Poland.
Yeah.
And,
finally, they beat $12 billion.
About time.
Woo! Randall Park. Not super familiar with him. He's from the show Fresh Off the Boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the show Fresh Off the Boat. Has been cast as S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Jimmy Woo in Ant-Man and the Wasp. You might recognize him. He was in, I guess he first appeared in Yellow Claw number one. He was in Godzilla Squad in Marvel Comics, and more recently in Agents of Atlas. So it's like a long-running Marvel character, and, you know.
Like a minor background character.
Like a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in a movie, so, again, you know.
Not one of the pre-existing S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Yeah, exactly.
So, one of four to choose from.
Yeah, exactly. And lastly, Jeremy Renner fractured both his arms during doing a stunt for the most recent Avengers movie, Infinity War, I guess.
No, he didn't.
Oh, what was it from?
Oh, did you not see that?
Was that made up?
Well, it was reported that he broke them.
It was reported that he broke them.
Broke them on Infinity War, or what, on Avengers. It actually wasn't, he wasn't on Avengers.
Oh, really?
He was doing, shooting Tag.
Oh.
Which is
he was playing tag.
Yeah, yeah. He was playing tag with Ed Helms.
Yeah.
And Ed Helms, as we know, gets pretty rough.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Just savagely broke his arms on purpose. Went
all Helms.
He just held him down and was just
all
like,
Helms. All Helms is deep.
Yeah.
And, I think he's going to go with all Helms broke loose.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Regardless.
Too.
So yeah, fractured his right elbow and his left wrist. Whether or not it's on the set of an Avengers movie, we must admit, pretty solid Hawkeye move, buddy.
Yeah. Well, that was the funny thing, because he actually posted it on his Twitter.
Yeah,
like,
or Instagram
or something, like a week or two ago.
Writing this with my toes.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, I'm shooting Tag, and I broke this and this. And then everybody's like, he's on Avengers Infinity War, and he broke these. And he's like, no. And he actually had to come out and go like, hey, guys, what, like... Good reporting, everyone.
One would naturally assume, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know, but that comedy tag gets pretty rough.
No, Renner. And lastly.
An Australian policeman shot Joker and Harley Quinn in... This is...
So he did what Batman would never do.
He's the real hero. Yeah. In a nightclub called... Inflation, I believe it was called, in Melbourne, Australia. They went in, they got calls that there was a, supposedly, they got calls from people at the nightclub saying, there's a guy dressed up as Joker and he's got a gun. They went in and they ended up shooting him.
It had a flag that said bang, right?
Well, they shot her in the leg. So Harley Quinn just got like a flesh wound in the leg.
Yeah.
Joker actually had to go to the hospital. He was in critical condition. He is stable now.
Good.
Here's the catch.
So it's okay to make jokes?
No. Here's the catch of the story. This was a sex club, and this was like cosplay night. Saints and Sinners Ball, it was called. And these people were just dressed up as Joker and Harley.
And for a sex thing? That doesn't seem right.
Well, whatever. Everybody's got their thing. No judgment.
That sounds like a thing that no one would ever do.
Apparently someone did. And apparently the police say that...
Playing it straight. I like that.
They came in and said, he was brandishing a gun and we shot him. And speaking to people who were at the nightclub later, they said, well, he had a gun, but the security had said, yeah, it was a fake gun.
Yeah.
And that was just part of his props. And at the time that they came in...
the cops turned around and, oh, Darth Vader! Bang, bang, bang! He's got two lightsabers!
He's choking me! He's choking me!
One's on his pants!
We saw that scene in Rogue One. We can't take any risks!
But apparently everybody is saying that he did not have the gun on him, or did not have it in his hands when they shot him. Actually, he was in a compromising position with Harley Quinn at the moment.
What does that mean?
He was... or something of the sort.
He said the F word.
That'll get bleeped.
He said the blow word.
The bleep word. Yeah, and they shot him while
in that position.
Yeah.
I gotta say, that's not great. That's a very, very sad situation. And also a pretty logical end to Joker and Harley Quinn. It's pretty much where you guys are going.
They came and went at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
You have to put sound bites into that part.
You're better than that!
Welcome to the warm-up!
This week, I... This is a quick, dumb thing.
Yes.
Quick
and dumb. Hey, if there's two things Kyle is, it's quick and dumb. And fun. Dumb is because I'm dumb.
I thought you were
so
fun.
I can't count either. Look, let me explain the joke to you. Then you'll think it's fun.
Yay!
We picked the name for the show, Zero Issues Comic Podcast, pretty easily. Way back when.
There was not much discussion about
no.
it.
No.
It was... You have an idea? Oh, good.
Kyle and said
it was
that,
actually,
and we were all, yes.
Yeah, that was Kyle's idea.
Yes, indeed.
Yay! Still taking credit for it 3+ years later. It's the one thing I did. but the one thing I did
is your daughter
was
cries
raise a child.
To
yeah, yeah. She doesn't listen either. I talked about this. But I wrote some alternate titles if we ever want to rename the show.
Okay.
Or if we want to go back in time, tell them, hey, name the show this.
Whispers
for nothing. They don't all work. Some of them are really bad, and I'm glad that we didn't go with them, but it might get the ball rolling to a good place.
All right.
If you subscribe to the notion that going back in time and changing something just creates another parallel universe, we could make it infinite. We could have every show.
Ooh.
We could explore them, and that seems like a good use of our time.
What would be our first show?
It's called Lying in the Gutters. Get it?
Actually not bad.
Well, to be fair, there was like a comic that made fun of other comics called The Gutters.
Yeah.
Which ran for a few years. I think they finished.
Maybe.
But yeah, Lying in the Gutters. There's also Comically Speaking. That was not as good. There's also Books and Brews, because we haven't done it as much lately, but we used to drink a lot on the show.
We used to drink a lot.
You listened to the early episodes, you couldn't even understand a thing.
Mm-hmm.
No. A lot of brawling, and yeah.
Certainly don't do that anymore.
You shut up.
As we grab our glasses.
That's a good nook-nook. Super Zeros, which is just, that's a bad title.
That's a reference to a thing that wouldn't have happened.
No, it's like superheroes, but they're zeros.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Right. Bunch of f***ing idiots.
that's also on here.
It's the title and the description.
Mm-hmm. there's comic shop talk, and in this one I've got a brackets. We need to own a comic shop for this one to make sense.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or just stand in somebody's comic shop.
There's
break in.
I mean, really early on, we leaned into Mulcast.
Yeah,
it came up earlier today. We could just call the show Mulrats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got. That's, well, I mean, like, there is Mulcast, and then there's also Mulrats, because there's competition for the Martin Mull podcast scene. You can't have just one. There's way too much to cover.
They got beef. They got real beef.
Oh, they do, yeah.
They're all us, but... Well, they're all two of us. One of us does not seem to be into the Mulcast joke.
Mullionaires?
Yeah. Oh!
That's specifically for wealthy Martin Mull fans.
Exactly.
It's a premium podcast.
You got Bullionaires. Well, that one's actually about Richard Mole.
Yeah.
Who played
Bull on Night Court. And finally...
Can we got plans?
Finally, Super Nerd Geek Pop Bros. Which I feel like if we really wanted to lean into that YouTube money,
yeah,
that would be the title to go with.
Also, that's the parallel universe where we're at our most successful.
We're popping a lot of collars.
Oh, yeah.
Just... Recorded at Tony and Adams.
Oh.
A lot of vlogging on that one. It's really just a static shot of us. So video stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the f***?
So this week we're celebrating shitty jobs.
Shitty. We've all had them.
Yep.
We've all hated them.
Mm-hmm.
We've all looked for more shitty jobs.
Seems like that's the only kind that are out there.
Yeah. I was gonna go into some of my jobs, but I'm like, I don't know if I can bring that up. I should not talk about that.
Well, when they're local things.
No. Yeah. Well, no, not even that. It's just
let the past be the past.
Jobs. Horrible jobs. You know who has horrible jobs? And actually some good jobs are superheroes.
Characters. Yeah, some of them have really good jobs. Like, well, like, oh, what's your job? I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
How did you get that? I fucking inherited it.
Yeah. My parents died.
Are you the president now? Fuck.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Yeah, like Playboy socialite, and some of them are those sort of things. But some of them, like, a lot of them...
What's your job? I'm a sorcerer.
Yeah.
So you just, like, hang out and smoke a lot of weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I know a lot of sorcerers.
Just hangs out in the attic.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Pass the bong, Wong. And then he laughs about it for, like, an hour, and Wong is just sighing to himself.
A lot of sorcerers living in their mom's attic.
Yeah.
I told you I'd pay you your rent, Mom! I'll work a spell on you.
You think Doctor Strange is like, gets disability checks?
That's actually a good question.
That's what he's doing, he's sponging. He doesn't own that place.
he goes to a lineup every month.
Yeah.
And gets a check.
Keep wearing the full outfit and the cape, though, too. And, like, clearly, like, performing magic. It's like,
and he gets extra disability.
Yeah.
Because it's not just his hands that are the problem.
Oh.
Like, are you wearing the costume again, Steven? Yes, I'm Sorcerer Supreme.
It's like, well, I guess we should... Which, one, we have to cut him his check, and also a little something for his caretaker. Yes! That's Wong, by the way. That's Wong. He finally gets his.
He's actually his support worker.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Moving on.
Sorry. I like it.
That's a whole episode right there.
Oh, wrap it up.
Yep, done.
Superheroes that are sponges. Oh, there's Sponge Boy.
Sea Urchin? No, wait, that's not spongy.
Welfare Queen? No, that's a wrestler.
That's a wrestler, yep. God, that's a good show.
Yeah. I was just going to say, somebody watch that.
Yeah.
Like, very quickly, I watched that entire thing in, like, 24 hours.
Yeah.
Sherry's like, well, we're just watching all of this now. It's like, all right.
Who do you think has the crappiest?
Ooh.
See, I would argue Ben Reilly.
Yeah.
What is his?
He worked at a coffee shop called The Daily Grind because comics and 90s.
He had a little cast of characters there. There was like the one aging hippie hipster guy named Buzz because he drinks a lot of coffee. Ooh. Made a lot of references to Hootie and the Blowfish. Because 90s.
This is going to be relevant forever.
I've never forgot it for some reason.
Clearly. I think it'd be good to see him hanging out with Kyle Rayner with his like ill-defined graphic design freelance job.
Yeah.
It's like, he did the logo design for a coffee shop at one point, I remember.
Cap used to be a freelance artist, artist as well, for like in the 70s and 80s. That was his job.
He might have the crappiest one of all, because he was actually in a comic, he was a freelance artist for Marvel Comics.
In the back of my head, I was like...
It apparently didn't end super well, really? I feel sorry for you, Cap, and so is your creator.
Like, they're getting me to draw this one. Apparently Cap's a Nazi in this one. Crazy.
I have a lot of problems with this.
Who wrote this? I'm going to punch him. He shouldn't punch me. And here's why.
Carny folk. There's a lot of carny folk.
That's true.
That is true.
We'll name four.
The entire circus of crime?
All right. Fine.
There you go. Hawkeye. When he was a little kid.
That's Swords true.
If you can... Yeah, answer, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you can count that, which you can.
If you can count that, which you can.
Absolutely.
Asshole.
Which you should.
Why do I think Scarlet Witch was... Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, did they do... I don't know.
Well, I know, like, Nightcrawler was in a band of traveling gypsies.
That's true. He was in the circus.
But they were also...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good. And the Toad was the janitor at the X mansion for a while.
Yeah.
It was not a fun time for him.
Picking everything up with his tongue.
Oh, yeah.
I do all the work and he gets paid for it.
Iceman was an accountant.
Yeah.
And still is, kinda.
Was he?
Well, once you're an accountant, you're always an accountant.
True.
Oh, you sign that contract in blood. You can't escape the lifestyle.
Add up the numbers.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Numbers don't lie.
Either does Iceman.
Hal Jordan had a whole period of like 13, 14 years in the comics where he, because he's known as like being a pilot, like a test pilot, where I guess Carol got engaged to some other dude and he was like, just quit because he's a
man.
He's a man.
And he's got emotions too, Carol.
That's true.
But he won't tell you them.
Under any circumstances. So he goes from being from a test pilot to being a toy salesman. literally a toy salesman. In the
60s. There's a step up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An insurance adjuster.
Mm.
That's got to be a thrilling lifestyle
Machine Man, also insurance adjuster.
Yeah. And I guess
the stories they could tell.
Mr. Incredible from The Incredibles, if that counts. And he was a truck driver for a while there, driving a big rig.
Hyperion did that.
Oh, yeah?
And then his newest series, that was just like a short, I don't know, like 8 or 10 issues. Okay. He was a truck driver because he was like, because he's the Hyperion from another universe kind of thing. And he's like, I just want to go and explore and kind of...
He's got to find America.
It's that sort of thing.
And so he finds it.
He's nope. He starts trucking across America.
Yeah. And then he starts doing arm wrestling.
Yeah.
And it goes over the top. No?
I know the movie, I've never actually seen it.
You don't want to see it. No.
I mean, Hal was in the 70s. Tell me he was a truck driver. They wanted to get some of that sweet, sweet Smokey and the Bandit money.
Yeah.
So he grew a mustache and started trucking. He didn't grow a mustache.
Oliver just hanging in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
they should do a comedy one of that.
Yeah, that's really.
Do one now of just...
Just that. Just truck
Hal and Ollie. Now. Hal and Ollie. Not even Green Lantern and Green Lantern. Just Hal and Ollie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd
driving around.
Watch and or read it.
Yep.
I like when Green Arrow became the mayor of Star City at one point.
See?
Oh, but he still had a secret identity.
Yeah.
Even though, look at him.
Even though, look at him.
Sorry to step on yours.
But I like the idea of, like, you know, he's always like sort of left leaning guy. So like a progressive liberal mayor of any city. So we just want to plant a single tree. You know what? You guys don't want me to plant this tree? I'm going to put this mask on and plant this tree. I'm going to do tree arrow.
Just puts
my god, all these arrows are made of tree.
I got my seed arrow.
No!
So that's why he's got to replace so many trees. He's got his liberal, he's got his guilt, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's cutting down so many trees for his arrows. Everyone, the entire city will be stunned when
he's got his arrow privilege.
Yeah. He's got that big crazy goatee and he puts on a small domino mask. It's like, what?
My ward Speedy is a NIMBY.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I collected every 12 issue, all 12 issues of the story arc where Roy Harper was all cranked out and writing letters to the editor.
Posting on his face.
Sit. You need still to better. Sit. I can't see the stage.
Yeah. Still better than whatever that Rise of Arsenal comic was, anyway.
So, obviously, one of the most common ones is reporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's... I was going the other way. I was looking at like superheroes and looking at secret identities and what are their occupations.
Yeah.
And I thought, what are just some of the best and worst jobs? And every year in the list of worst jobs, reporter or something of the sort.
Okay.
And, like just in like not comic stuff.
No.
But in real life.
It's pretty rough right now.
It's pretty rough. And as you would know, that your wife is...
Yeah. I mean, it's different.
It's different sort of like...
Oh, yeah.
It's not like she's middle of New York or anything.
No, yeah.
But it's...
It's not really part of the press that, like, everyone in the government has decided to make their public enemy or something, so...
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a rough job, and it's hard as far as, like, you know... Just job security and stuff is really rough right now for a lot of people. So, yeah, it's tricky.
But there's, like,
is it easier or harder than being a blogger? Because we're going to touch on that, right?
Well, I respect one of those things. I can see one of those working for a character.
All right.
Yeah.
That's harsh. You just don't respect bloggers.
Anybody
who has a blog. Fuck you.
No, hey, listen.
It depends on what you're writing.
Making a specific Clark Kent reference.
All right.
It's like, we're going to make Clark Kent a blogger for like the modern age of like 2014. It's like, you failed then, because that's like, maybe if it was 15 years ago, that would have been cutting edge. That's fine.
I'd like the idea of him being like a food blogger.
Oh, yeah.
So the first like 5 to 10 paragraphs of any recipe are just... him talking about Ma and Pa Kent. Anyway, here's meatloaf.
Well, actually, that would be kind of great for him, because he can eat anything. Yeah. Except kryptonite.
I got an iron stomach.
Oh, except that time he ate kryptonite. Took a big old bite out of it.
Kryptonite souffle.
So it could
fucking nearly killed me.
It could be writing about eating stuff that would kill a normal person.
Oh, that's fun.
That's quite actually, yeah. He could have, I take it back.
Yeah, there's
that's his ideal job.
There's like a YouTube channel, like, it's sort of like Will It Blend, but it's like, will this kill Superman? My friend Superman here is going to eat this. I'm Clark Kent. Hey guys, Clark Kent here.
It's like my drunk kitchen, but my kryptonite kitchen.
Yeah.
He just has kryptonite and he gets all weak and goofy and he just makes weird stuff.
And you know what? He can set his own hours. He can set his own hours. He can do it like on his own schedule. So like he could go save the world if he needs to, record the video when he feels like it.
Lois is coming in the
background.
This
is actually great. I take it back, actually. Maybe Vlogger ain't so bad. I'm sorry to bloggers.
Can I also just point out the irony of many of the like comic characters' secret jobs, day jobs that they have? The irony,
like Nightwing being a cop.
Well, okay, I'm getting to that, but like the irony of them working in investigative kind of industries, with people who are supposed to be investigating these things. So it's like, golly gee willikers, oh, it's Superman, look, oh my god, who is that? Hey, Clark, do you have any idea who that is? Like,
no, I don't.
No, Jimmy, you idiot.
All these people are supposed to be aware and actually tracking these people down. Who's Batman? And he's like...
Nightwing is a cop, Daredevil is a lawyer. It's very unethical, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Some heroes.
Yeah, but Daredevil's not like a rich lawyer. He's like...
Yeah, he's always having a hard time.
He's the one lawyer defending... that doesn't make any money.
Yeah.
That's true.
He has lots of pies.
Much to Foggy's dismay.
Yeah.
That's a good point, though. I like that.
I'd say She-Hulk, but She-Hulk has a public identity, so she's pretty okay. Yeah. She's pretty in the clear, because she can't violate any ethics.
Well, in the new series, she's just Jessica Walters.
Yeah, but people know that she's She-Hulk.
Well, no, but she can't really
transform or whatever.
Yeah. She's actually like Ragey Hulk now if she transforms.
Yeah.
So she, it's actually a really good series. Okay. I picked up the first
six, it's interesting them doing like, they're so used to doing like the comedy thing.
Yeah. With her. It's really serious, and it's her more as a lawyer, and she's trying to help people, and they're like, oh, can't you help me? And she's doing what she can. More as a lawyer, and she's just trying to figure out how to be just a lawyer now. And
okay.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Interesting.
And I just got to say, the best covers of the year. Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. Delightful.
I don't know, man. I saw those Moon Knight covers.
They're really good.
I've only seen the covers so far. Sorry.
They're really good, but you got to check out the She-Hulk covers. All right. It's just Hulk. It's not She-Hulk. It's just called Hulk.
Just called Hulk, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think, like a lot of them are, you know, independently wealthy. There's a lot of inventors, a lot of billionaires, playboys, and hustlers. It's dumb. Dumb idiot joke. What do you think some of these guys could get work as, say, if they weren't doing that, or if that didn't pay the bills? Like, what would, well, I got, what can you see, like, Mr. Fantastic doing if he wasn't independently wealthy?
The world's best plumber / proctologist.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
The world's worst proctologist.
Straight through and out the mouth. Can you not turn and cough?
I'm in ya. That's what it says on his business cards. Oh, Batman.
Grief counselor?
He's just part of the Geek Squad. He'll fix your gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
He drives around in the little bug.
Yeah.
Bug.
Put a little bat wings on it. They're like, you can't really put bat wings on that, sir.
We'll do it.
You don't own this.
It makes it more
like the Geek Squad.
Best Buy owns this. I did enjoy, and I thought it was a good fit for the Peter Parker side of the character when, like, Peter was a high school, like, sort of substitute science teacher.
Yep.
Love that. However, kind of a terrible job for Spider-Man. Great job for Peter Parker. Bad job for Spidey.
Why? You don't gotta work nights?
Well, I suppose so, but it feels I think anything for Peter Parker, unfortunately, with a specific fixed schedule, it just seems like he's Peter Parker. It's not gonna work out well in the long run. He's gonna fuck it up. So I enjoyed it, but now it's like, I'm running a corporation. It's like, I don't know, man, how?
You do it Trump style, like, you know,
you don't have to do anything. Never mind, turns out that's the best one.
Runs itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's gonna be great. Huge spider profits.
Huge spider problems. All my hotels, huge spider problems.
A web of connections.
All the way to Russia.
Just like a doughy Spider-Man with that hair on the outside.
I had like just ideas of like Kane Marco working as a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like weird off ideas.
It's the Vinnie Jones personal trainer video.
Just screams at you.
Yeah, that was the thing. He would like just
kicks you in the shins.
He just chases you around and beats the crap out of you.
Silver Surfer's kinda got a bum job.
That is true.
I guess like I think it is really a job, really.
Yeah. Like that's his full time, like, you want to talk
delivery boy of Galactus.
You want to talk full time hours.
Yeah.
He is always on call.
Yeah.
If only Drunk Hunker Galactus could explain a work day. I don't think we're doing that anymore.
No, probably not. No.
It's over.
See previous episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Moon Knight could be his own soccer team.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, who's a, like, I'm a billionaire, but also I'm a cab driver.
You gotta figure out these mean streets.
Yep.
De Niro style.
Yep.
Him and Multiple Man could have a whole lead.
That's true.
Yep.
Blue Beetle and Booster Gold were Super Repo Men for at least one issue of a comic.
Were they?
Yeah, where they were repossessing stuff sort of beyond the level of a regular Repo Man.
I pictured them as Emilio Estevez and Martin Sheen.
Well, I think it's sort of like they're... Yeah, that'd be great.
Or Charlie Sheen.
Can we just put Martin Sheen in there? Repossessing, I think, like, super-y kind of a stuff. Like, at one point, like, some sort of experimental, like, super tank or something they
That's actually pretty good. I would read that.
And then I think they went to, like, another Justice League house party, and the Joker stole it from the driveway or the street. And I think that was the end of their careers in the super repossession.
That'd be fun. I'd like that.
That happened. It was like Justice League International Annual Number 2. You can read it.
Okay, I'm going to name a couple characters.
Yeah.
What do you think that they could do in their the daytime, the day jobs? The Living Eraser.
Is a real character?
It is. You've never heard of the Living Eraser?
No.
Haven't we made fun of him before?
Is his head like an eraser and he just rubs?
No, it's honestly, he just swipes and erases things. Like, I don't know how, I don't know what the physics of it is. Maybe he could be a physics professor.
Does it wipe it out?
Yeah.
That could be a little bit of a clean energy thing. I mean, like, you have toxic waste and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to make him, like, a carpet cleaner or something.
Oh, I'm thinking bigger. He could go big time. It's like, oh, this is polluting horribly, and I can just make it go away.
Make it go away.
Probably just goes to some pocket universe, killing it utterly, but,
Better Ray Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Carpenter? Space Carpenter. Put it on horseshoes.
You know, he would have a gentle touch.
This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you.
He's the ethical horseshoe of life. He really cares.
Could be a stunt stand-in for Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh no.
Could be a stand-in for Thor.
Or that.
Stunt double.
Stunt cock! Hey, how you doing?
You need like someone to do Foley work of like plop 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 noises. Put those coconuts away, friend. Better Ray Bill is here,
and I'm allergic to coconuts.
Abe Sapien.
You'd be like the dolphin trainer that himself is kind of a draw. You'd do the tricks with the dolphin. Yeah.
Leave me. Just take the dolphins out. Let Abe take the show tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't come here for some fish monster. I came here for dolphins. Hey, where's the dolphins? So mad at this aquarium.
Is that ethical to have Abe doing that? How do they treat you, Abe? Well, they're kind of, you should be released into the wild.
But I work for it.
But I'm okay.
Jump,
I have an apartment around
free.
The corner. Why are you putting a net around me?
What's the best? What's a good job? Do you guys know what a good job is?
I've never seen.
Lord, no. Like an ideal job for a specific character? Yeah, I don't know. I have the opposite.
All right.
I was going to say it. Captain America doesn't make a very good soldier. Because,
he's not going to follow orders.
He never follows orders. He's constantly going AWOL. He's being like, this country, nuts to it.
Yeah, you think, like, America has a bit of a weird relationship with Cap, where it's like, okay, we'll take you back.
Yeah.
Keeps forgiving Cap for
leaving. He's wearing the flag.
You keep slapping the flag in the face, and then you take him back.
Yeah. Yet, weirdly enough,
really
they're really okay with him being a Nazi at this moment in time.
He'll turn around in a couple months, he'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, for sure.
And he actually will.
How many have worked in, like, fast food?
I can't think of any.
I can think of a few.
I suppose maybe Impulse.
Has Impulse ever had a job? I don't think so.
It's so impulsive, you can't keep it.
Maybe for, like, one issue.
Corpse?
Yeah. Ultimate Peter Parker did. Really? He had, like, a mall food court job.
Oh, that's right.
And he had to wear, like, an embarrassing frog hat. And there was a manager who yelled at him all the time. I was going to say, like, Daily Bugle, pretty rough working conditions, really, if you think about it. Constantly trying to cheat him out of money, yelling at him constantly, firing him every 2 days. Still better than that. Nova worked at Marvel Burger.
Marvel Burger.
When he was in college, which just makes sense, because you're, like, a college kid. But he's Nova. He's Nova, for God's sake.
Nova, Jerry! Nova!
And you gotta think for the heroes, it's gonna be so tempting to be like, why don't I just steal money?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
You never see supervillains working like low end jobs.
Well, that's the thing.
They're working low end jobs and then they get their powers like Elektra.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was looking up. I'm like, what other villains actually have extra jobs? And then it was like, well, that doesn't really work because they're like, well, screw that. I'm just gonna bank.
It's the difference between heroes and villains.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just enough frustration. That'll be Wonder Woman, actually.
All it takes is one bad shift.
Yeah. Wonder Woman actually worked fast food for an issue. There was a literally the plot of the I gotta read this comic. There's like
Burger Queen.
A Brian Bolland cover where she's like serving fast food and has a tray and like the hat and everything.
Yeah.
And I guess the Justice League computer for some reason glitched and thought she was dead and it wouldn't pay her. And apparently her job, the Justice League, pays her. Where? What?
Well, that I was also thinking of that. Like all the major teams, yeah, they all get paid.
Yeah, where's this money coming from? Well, I guess Bruce Wayne in this case.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you get, everybody's got their like Tony Stark.
You gotta have their benefactor.
Tony Stark is doing the Avengers and
So she needed a job.
New Warriors get minimum wage.
Oh yeah.
Well, less than
But tips. Because they're minors.
Tips.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's tipping the New Warriors.
Exactly.
That sucks for them, but nobody's doing it. I wouldn't.
Speedball,
either.
He has a quota.
You know, I'm just gonna give him 10%.
Yeah. They're okay.
Because he just bounced around.
And, you know, not the best superhero team I've ever...
you know, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
The Yelp reviews for New Warriors.
Oh, it's unfortunate. So yeah, registered as dead, wouldn't pay her. She tried to get a job at a temp agency, but it like wouldn't. She was like, oh, yeah, maybe, yeah, we'll call you back in like 3 months. And the only job she could get on short notice was for like a Taco Bell knockoff. So Wonder Woman worked for Taco Bell. And I must say, that comic should have ended with her being like, no, I'm robbing a bank now.
Well, that's it. That's the point where the character turns and realizes, you know what? We're all just a hair away from being the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I'm feeling it. Let's be villains.
Moment of zero. Of zero.
And continuing the day job kind of idea that we had going, we're doing a quick quiz. Super quick. Oh. Won't take long. I'm going to name the character. Here, let me write down your names.
I'm Rudiger.
Rudiger.
I've always been Rudiger.
We can always be a little more like Rudiger.
I'm going to say the character's name. Some of them, like, there's the obvious one. I'm going to say that one, it's not that. Think of the other one that went with it. Okay, I'll start with one that's obvious. Black Widow is a spy and has been a spy, but that's not the job I'm looking for.
So,
what else has she done?
Ballerina.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of them, yes, we have already mentioned in this podcast. Creeper.
Oh, reporter. Wasn't he an investigative reporter, I thought?
Talk show host?
Talk show host.
Right.
And then he lost that and we...
Too many reporters, I should have...
He was in security after that. That's how he got out of his power stuff, so...
Listen, I muddled it up.
Okay. Captain America.
Oh, freelance artist.
Yep.
Oh, Bad Soldier.
Bad Soldier, just the worst. They just promoted him up to captain because they were tired of dealing with this crap. Yeah.
Failing upwards, I get it.
Yeah.
Mr. Incredible.
Usher's claims adjuster.
Yep. And not including Donald Blake as a doctor, Thor.
Construction worker.
Damn. Yep. So not mechanic.
You wasted all my clearasil on another picture of Thor.
Thor's my hero.
You just like walk by, it's like, construction site, eh? I guess I'll do that now, because why not?
Elongated man.
Detective.
Yep. Sorry.
I'm real sorry.
I'm real sorry for answering that and getting it right.
Hey,
I'm Canadian.
Look at my nose. Deborah.
Okay, and this one has a couple. So even if like if you get one, you'll get 1 point for each correct answer. There's a couple. Black Lightning.
Teacher? No.
Senator?
You're both super close, but not right.
Driving instructor.
Dad.
Senator.
Being a dad is a job.
Senator dad.
Secretary of Education.
You are correct.
Oh!
Under Luther, he was the Secretary of Education for sure a while.
There's four more?
No, I just have my hand up.
Okay, so there's more.
You were very close.
High school guidance counselor.
Super close.
High school principal.
Here we go.
Oh, shoot.
He was a principal of Garfield High School in Southside Metropolis.
Oh, the fighting Garfields.
Like the president versus the cat. Just constantly fighting.
That was his vice principal.
Do we have enough money for two mascot costumes and a video camera? Is that in the budget? No?
No. Budget. What's that? Vixen.
Oh, a fashion designer? Or a model? Fashion model.
Yep.
Fashion something.
Guidance counselor.
Fashioning mascot costume.
Senator Dad. Us. Senator Dad.
I've watched that show.
How is it not a show?
Senator Dad, starring Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Billy Batson.
Newspaper cub deliverer man. Boy.
Newspaper cub. He delivered cubs to people's door. Yeah. He was a small bear.
He shoved them in mailboxes. And then you...
I actually had that one written down in my show notes.
Oh, okay.
So I want that point, and I'll fight you in Garfield costumes for it.
Somebody get Vixen on the line, have her design these things.
But did anybody actually see it?
Yeah, Bryce.
Sort of. I said a bunch of words.
It was a newspaper delivery.
I say we both get
it. Was
a point.
No delivery. It was just... Well, I don't know. He might have done delivery.
Oh.
But like, he was a cub reporter.
Oh, newspaper cub boy. That's what I said.
Cub reporter.
Okay,
got delivered.
Nobody gets a point.
No, actually, nobody gets
no,
a point.
No, that was foul.
Stingray.
I don't know who that is.
He worked as like a...
The red and white costume.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a mercenary for Deadpool. Does that count? He's doing that currently, I think.
I'll take it.
I'm pretty sure, anyway.
He used to be an oceanographer.
Oh, okay.
That was his actual job.
You might want to verify that one.
What about
I'm pretty sure he works like with or
yeah,
for
well,
Deadpool, the Mercs for Money.
Domino now.
Oh, yeah.
He's running the Mercs for Money. Machine Man's in there now.
Oh, is he?
Really? Yeah,
that's pretty good. Also, you know what? Good for Domino, because Deadpool has no business running anything.
Mm-mm.
That son of a bitch. The Watcher.
Pass.
Hard pass.
Yeah. All right.
What?
I had professional voyeur.
Ah.
Thundra. She was from the future. She came back.
Right.
So she was like and I'm eliminating like ruler of, it was like female land or something incredibly stupid.
Some Amazonia nonsense.
Yeah. But it was like a really insultingly stupid.
Oh yeah. No, I'm sure
name.
It was not.
But she did have an actual professional short career here in
swimsuit model.
Is she a wrestler?
Bingo.
Thought so.
It's gotta be either of the extremes.
Yeah.
Morbius.
Oh, it's
he was a geneticist, right?
Science boy.
Science boy, you both kind of...
Was he a geneticist? Because he got that one.
Was he a biologist?
Oh, he's a doctor, but he's a scientist, and he kind of did it like a little like...
I think science boy is a job, though.
Yeah.
If only...
Well, okay. You can't be a science man. You have to be a science boy.
No, yeah, you gotta...
This one has...
Or a scientist.
Yeah.
This is the last one. And actually...
Or girl scientist. Or whatever scientist. But you gotta be young. Anyway, what's the next one?
Bri's got 7. Kyle has 6.
So this one's for...
This one...
All the marbles. I'm glad I brought these marbles.
It's one of these multiple ones.
Oh, okay. So this could be a game changer.
It could totally be a game changer.
Okay.
Multiple man. Shit.
Every job.
Farmer?
We were under an hour, but now.
Rocket racer.
Skateboarder man?
That's the skateboarding guy.
Yeah. Did he be a professional skateboarder? Was he a Tony Hawk?
No.
A regular Anthony Hawk.
Was he a Steve Caballero? Just name the skateboarders now. Was he a Bam Margera?
Yes. No.
No.
Nobody's a Bam Margera.
He was a Jason Lee, though.
Do you have like the big? Oh yeah, rocket racer.
Did he have the big rocket racer? Yes,
he was. Oh shoot, there was like something going on. They had
delivery
this...
boy.
In the 90s, they had some sort of like a weird game thing going on. Where
this started
contestant.
In the 70s. Like he's from the 70s, really. They kind of continued on.
This carries on for a full 3 minutes. I could just play 3 minutes of a TED talk, and we would all be better for it. But instead, let's just jump ahead, shall we?
Something else.
I could just end it here.
Oh boy,
If people will give up, he was a burglar, and then he
curly.
Was like, "Oh, I'm not."
Not a bad guy.
No, he's not a bad guy.
You're for hire.
He's trying to make
security guard,
bodyguard,
guardy guard. He guards guards.
Body bond. Body brain.
With Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod.
Security
guard? Well, you're hero for hire.
But what is that? Hero for hire is a specific...
Hero for hire.
Yeah,
okay,
hire
I'll give you that.
Okay.
He was like a freelance hero. He worked for Silver Sable. Hero for Hire. I mean, when I think of that, like when you say that. Yeah, kind of like that.
Is he part of that, part of that wild pack?
So wild.
The Outlaws.
Oh, okay.
So that's one
didn't
for,
hang out with Sandman.
For Kyle, there's two other jobs if you
can. Are you serious?
Yes.
Good lord.
Well, okay, so he was a bad guy, and he was like, ah, maybe I'm not a bad guy. Better myself in some way.
He was a student.
Psycho.
Oh. That's a job?
I put that as a job. Okay. Kind of like, well, Peter Parker was a student.
I swear that they had, there was something in the 90s, in the Scarlet Spider era, where there was like something called like the game or something, where he was like kind of a professional contestant in some sort of like high stakes.
That could be,
thing.
Like, there
like
was, there might be things that,
but it was like
I didn't
a video
go through every single
I know.
Thing. So,
I
a burglar
point.
Student, freelance hero with Silver Sable and the Outlaws, and then he worked for a certain organization.
Shield.
Well, we both get that.
So who won now?
You tied!
Oh! Yay, we realize that friendship is more important.
So, neither of us gets the koozie.
Throw it in the trash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just got koozies this weekend, too.
Did you?
I could have, yeah.
For, like merch? Or?
No. Oh. From the Blues Fest.
Oh, okay. It's like, are you selling koozies now?
No.
Branching out into koozies?
No.
It's a cozy little gig.
Yeah.
I'll go.
So who are we? Furious.
I know, as you should be. I am Bri. That's right, I'm going first this time. My comic is on hiatus, but you can read it at welcometohereafter.com. Launching, relaunching September 5th, I hope. I've gotten very little done this summer so far, because it's been a time.
It's summer.
It's true, but
I'm back, relax, charge the batteries.
Trying to get a few extra little things done in the meantime, so social media, if you want to see what I'm up to, it's BryKotY. Okay. Sorry, Kyle.
Speaking of which, I'm Kyle. My comic Sea Ninjas is also on hiatus forever. But you can check out some of it by looking up Sea Ninjas or by looking up The Kyle Lees or going to thekylees.com. You see stuff from Sea Ninjas, which is now available in book form. Also got prints and t-shirts and all sorts of crazy crap on the walls. The walls of a Facebook page. It's a wall. Yeah. They call it a wall.
Sure. I think it's a timeline now, actually.
Shut up and go to hell.
Awesome. I will.
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.CA. There's plenty of... I have 3 independent books, graphic novels on there.
I didn't even mention
he does
book.
A little
whatever.
Like, whatever, but fuck you.
Just kidding.
That's fine. That's fine.
I can shut up and go to hell.
That's fine.
Hey, we all can.
There's also t-shirts and prints and tons of little weird things on there, and my phone buzzing. You can get that on my website. Hmm. There's also, if you find me, Merc on Facebook, M-E-R-K, or Mercanaut, like astronaut, M-E-R-K-A-Naut, on Instagram, or Merc Asylum on the Twitters.
But
really don't send me a message on Twitter, because I never pay attention to it.
I'm starting a rival Mercanaut Instagram address where I'm going to wear my Merc mask, and I'm just tying different kinds of knots.
You have
sounds
a Merc
good.
Mask?
Is it just me?
Don't question my lifestyle.
Alright, alright. Thanks as ever to K.
Preston Merkley, Mr.
I was
Ocean.
Gonna say.
Oh, you kind of like. Sorry.
I couldn't remember if we went by.
Was Wyatt.
Cal Preston. Anyways.
Cal.
Thanks.
Cal's not his name.
No, it's not.
It's not. That's the other Merkley.
That's true.
Too many Merkleys.
Hey, he's got many names
too
in.
Too many Merkleys.
We should
Guy
get
on
rid
a
of low. One.
We're just doing all the old bits today.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he's also known as Ocean City Defender, or at least he was at one point.
Yep.
Many names, many talents.
You can look him up. Just look up to Ocean City Defender music on the interwebs, and you will find him. He's got a couple of albums, kind of synth pop sort of stuff. Really good music. But he also does some movie stuff, and he's winning awards, and
he's
doing well.
He does gigs. He's got a good job.
He's got a good job. He also has a day job.
And when you think about it, he's really the greatest hero of all.
Unpaid musician.
Yeah. Out of the goodness of his heart. Yeah, it's good. Good heart. As well, we're on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. Feel free to give us a follow if you have any, you know, questions or suggestions or anything like that. Send us a Facebook message.
We are very respond. Interactive.
Absolutely.
And if you like the show, tell a friend.
Do you have
a podcast? We'll go to their house.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll record a message saying, like, hey, Jeffrey, listen to this episode.
We'll record.
This one's all for you.
At your house.
Also, if you have a friend named Jeffrey, just cut that part out and send it to them. They don't know.
This episode's for you, Richard. This episode's for you, Kelly. This episode's for you, Bob?
I'm really surprised.
He spells his name backwards.
So does my mom.
For mom, Bob.
Wow!
She joined the mob.
What's she drive? Race car.
Ah, fantastic.
Let's put this out of its misery.
Vibe.
You're fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Meanwhile, in an alternate universe, actual success and riches.
Yeah.
Pop those collars, bros.
Oh, I'm the only one without a collar.
Man doesn't have a collar to his name. Man wouldn't know a collar if it bit him on the neck. Around the neck.
Yeah.
That's where collars go.
It's true. Do them up too tight.
Ouch.
Skip that top button, friends.
Top button boys.